Thanks. I get so excited thinking about God pursuing me. Shouldn't we as a body get so excited that the God of the universe is running after us, that he wants us, that he desires to be with us, to spend time with us, to reveal himself to us? That gets me excited. And I think that should get all of us excited. God is pursuing us. God is pursuing you and he's pursuing me. And like Caroline talked about, in the Old Testament, the Israelites, they didn't have the same opportunity that we do. Out of the entire universe, God chose one galaxy and hundreds and thousands of stars inside the Milky Way galaxy. And of those hundreds and thousands of stars, the vastness that's out there, God chose our solar system. He chose one star, the sun, and all the planets that revolve around it. And of all the planets that he created, he chose the planet Earth, one planet. And on that planet, on Earth, he chose one people group. He chose the Israelites. They were his chosen people. He pursued them. He went after them time and time again. He forgave them. He redeemed them. He sought them over and over. But out of the entire group of Israelites, he chose one tribe, the tribe of Levi. And of the tribe of Levi, he chose one man. That man was the high priest. And only that man, after he went through ceremonies to cleanse himself, after he put blood on his big thumb and his big toe and on his ear, after he sacrificed goat after goat, after he put on one garment that was sanctified before the Lord, only then could that one man enter into the presence of God. And he could only enter into the presence of God once a year. 365 days a year, and he could only go before God one time. And if he had anything wrong with him, he would just drop dead in the presence of a holy God. That same God, the God of the universe, he's inviting us. He's inviting us to experience himself. He's running after us. He wants us. He desires us. How can we pursue God? He's pursuing us, he's running after us, but how can we in turn turn around and pursue him and run into his open arms? And I can think of two ways that we can pursue God. One of those is by seeking him. And to pursue means to seek. It means to seek to attain or to seek to accomplish something, especially over a long period of time. So if we're seeking God, this is a mental process right now. We're seeking him with our mind. We're running after him with our mind. We're memorizing scripture. We're in the word daily. We're crying out to him. We're investigating who he is. We're learning more about him in our minds, definitions, ideas, theology. We're asking questions. And then the other way is with our heart. And American culture defines the heart as being the center of emotion, the center of love, the center of affection. And we can run after God with our core being, with our heart, with the center of our love. And we can show him that we love him. And in John, it says, Jesus says, if you love me, you will obey what I have commanded you. If you love me, you will do what I tell you to do. So if we're running after God with our heart, with our love, and with our obedience, we will do what he tells us to do. We will go where he tells us to go. Let's look at the Old Testament again, at the Israelites, and how God was pursuing them. How he was pursuing them. And how he was calling them to a place. He was calling the Israelites into the land of Canaan. He had prepared a place for them, the promised land, a land flowing with milk and with honey. He prepared this place for them just for the Israelites. The Israelites were in captivity in Egypt. They had been there for years and years. And finally, God called them out of this place. He called them out of captivity, and he called them into the land that he had made for them. And they were making their way through the desert. There was trouble. There was doubt. There were times that were hard for the Israelites. But they pressed through it all. They pursued God through it all. And they got to the edge. They got to the border. They got to the line that divided them and what God had for them. They were camping in the desert, and just on the other side, just across the line, was the promised land. But they couldn't quite step in. They couldn't quite obey God completely. They couldn't quite trust God with everything. And I think in our lives and in my life, we have drawn our own line. And we've said, I'm going to pursue God this far. I'm going to go this far with my mind. I'm going to go this far with my heart. And I'm not going to go any farther. And the challenge tonight, as a body at Asbury College, as a church in America, the challenge is we need to pick up our tents. We need to get ready to move in. Because it is time to move out of captivity and into the place that God is calling us. He has prepared something for each of us. He has prepared something for the body of Christ. And it's time that we set aside the boundaries or the boxes that we have. And it's time that we move in to the promised land. Move in to what God has prepared for us. Move in to what God wants for us. And in my life, I've drawn that line. I drew that line growing up at a young age, and it was always the same line. Maybe every once in a while I'd, you know, push the markers up a bit. But for the most part, it was that line. And I would pursue him with my head. I wasn't going to give God my heart. I just wanted to pursue God with my mind. I knew definitions. I knew theology. I knew ideas. I knew that I was Mennonite and what Mennonites believed, why they believed it. I knew what to do, what not to do, what to say, what not to say. I knew those things in my mind. And that's great. I was pursuing God with my head, but that's not all. It's not enough. I wasn't pursuing him completely with my heart, with the center of my love, with the center of my affection. And I can say that it's only been recently when I've realized that was my line, and that I had given God, you know, so much time a day and so much room in my mind, but I hadn't really given him my heart. And I wasn't necessarily willing to obey him completely. And I could say that at the beginning of this semester, I started to learn what it meant to give God your heart. I was in the back of Hughes Auditorium after chapel, first, second, or third week of school. I was on my knees and I was broken. I was crying out to God. Many of you may have walked past me because it was right at the time that chapel was ending, and I was a terrible wreck back there, just bawling my eyes out. But it was in that moment that I experienced God in my heart. And I left that place. I left that place of brokenness, of being on my knees before God. And I left Hughes and I went outside, and I can say that I had a joy and I had a happiness that was unlike any other. It was unique. It was amazing. It was incredible. And it was just a taste of what God has for us. And if we give God our heart, if we give him permission to remove the line that we have, if we say, yes, Lord, I'm willing to run into your arms and to allow you to work through me and allow you to take me where you have called me, then he will start to reveal himself to us. And I think that God is like an onion, because there's many layers. And right now, the church, Asbury College, each of us, I have to imagine that we're just on the surface of who God is. Maybe some of you have started to peel back the top layer. But for most of us, we're just learning who God is in our hearts and in our minds. And it's kind of exciting that we can always learn more about God. We can always peel back layers, and we can always go farther and deeper with God. And the time is now. The time is now when we need to make the decision to pursue God fully. To remove that line, to peel back the next layer, to say, Lord, my heart is yours. My love is yours. I'm going to pursue you by seeking you, by investigating you, and I'm going to pursue you by obeying you and by loving you. So tonight, I just want you to think about what border, what boundary, what line you have in your life. Where have you limited God to? Where is it? Give it over to God. Surrender it to God. And in just a moment, we're going to have another time of worship. The altar's open. There are people here that would love to pray with you. There are people here that have gone through probably similar things that you have and that would love to talk to you about it. But most importantly, tonight, let's ask God where he's calling us. Let's ask God what our promised land is. God, where do you want me? And then let's say, yes, Lord. And then take that step across that line that we've lived behind for year after year. It's time that we press forward. That we unstake our tents, throw them on our back, and move in. God wants to reveal himself to you. He's pursuing you. He's chasing you. How will you respond? Will you turn around with open arms and an open heart and an open mind and say, yes, Lord, embrace me? Or will you harden your heart? Will you form more lines and more boundaries and separate yourself from the God of the universe?